It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Office of the Independent Monitor, Denver's law enforcement watchdog, says police mismanaged their response to protests against racism and police brutality this summer. Denverite's David Sachs reports.
Independent Monitor Nick Mitchell released the scathing results of his investigation 6 months after the first night of protests following the death of George Floyd. Mitchell found that some officers used weapons against protesters recklessly and unnecessarily, and often did not document violence until 12 days after it occurred. Many officers acted anonymously, with no names or badge numbers visible. Supervisors said they did not even know who worked the protests for the first 4 days. Many officers failed to use their body cameras, which violates department policy. Supervisors did not track who used crowd control weapons or how fast different teams ran through ammo. At one point, DPD ran out of ammo, and the state patrol flew to Wyoming for more. David Sachs, Denverite.
The Independent Monitor made 16 recommendations for reform. Auditors have found the state court administrator's office has been lax in how it spends money. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The state audit released Monday found the office that supports Colorado's Judicial Department awarded more than $500,000 in buyouts to 9 staffers without the required approvals. The auditor also found discrepancies in purchases made inside the office and that some contracts were awarded without sufficient review. The auditor has a list of recommendations for the state court administrator to tighten its controls inside. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The Summit County Treasurer's Office has sold the last of the county's fossil fuel stocks from its portfolio of investments. Here's CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis.
The sale is part of a recently adopted policy which directs the county's investments away from fossil fuels to combat climate change and minimize environmental impacts. The move aligns the county with a group of municipal governments, retirement and investment funds, and universities who have also committed to divest from fossil fuels. The county treasurer says the move also aligns with the community's climate action plan. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
Colorado weather is mostly sunny today, turning cloudy and cooler with a chance for snow by Friday. This is CPR News.